largest decision you'll ever make is your relationship. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, I come today bearing bad news. I've talked before that I believe dating is dead. And the large reason why I've said that in the past is because as we know it, dating doesn't really exist anymore. You know, we could go down the litany and of the history, and I'll do it a little bit. But the really big reason why dating is no longer what it used to be is because of the normalization of pay for play. The normalization of the sugar baby culture, the what people call tricking. These things have become way more non-underground and have come up to the surface. And look, I'm not here to say that's good or bad, because at the end of the day, morality will not affect what is actually playing out in society right now. But dating is largely only pay for play. When you go on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all these places, and you see women talking about, oh, I know my worth. Oh, you have to have a certain amount of money to mess with me. You got to pay for my hair. You got to pay for my nails. You got to do all this stuff and pay for my time and whatnot. That is pay for play. You are transacting money for something else. And look, I wrote about this in Biblical Bachelor, the book that I'm pioneering this new lifestyle. I wrote about this. I warned people about, hey, look, dating is not what you thought it was. Marriage is the way it is because of this pay-for-play culture. Women are taught from a young age to leverage what's between their legs for what you have in your wallet and what they want from you. And the problem is people can't just turn that off when they go into a long-term committed relationship. We also need to take into account that marriage used to work back in the day because A, people didn't live as long, and because we had the scarlet letter type of social construct where, hey, if you were a man or you were a woman and you were out there acting like a degenerate, oh, you got called out for that behavior. You had to atone and take accountability for the things that you did, whether they be good or bad. But in today's culture, shame isn't really a thing anymore. I mean, you might get a little bit of backlash if you pretend to be holy and you're really a degenerate, but even then, especially if you're a woman, you get away with a lot. And unfortunately, there are even some dudes in this space, on this side of the internet, who also get away with things they shouldn't get away with. And so when I say that dating is pay for play, it's because that's what it's become. You're the dudes at the top of the monetary pyramid who make most of the money, they can just pay to have their fun and then for the women to leave. Versus a lot of dudes, either A, they don't want to accept this reality, they want to try to skirt around it, or maybe they want to try to play the system. There are some guys out here who still believe in marriage because they've been sold this false fantasy since they were a young child, and that includes me. I was sold this when I was a kid, that women were sugar spice and everything nice, not, what is it, snails, something in snips and puppy dog tails or whatever. But in today's world, they can get away with whatever they want to. And if you sell them a dream, which is a horrible strategy, just ask Fresh CEO, aka Fresh from Fresh and Fit. Ask him. It didn't work out very well for him. He's going through it right now, whether she's a liar or she's telling the truth. We have yet to really find out. But that being said, gentlemen, you have to arm yourself with knowledge. Not to hurt people, but to say, I need a shield to protect me from the fire, the brimstone, the ice, and the daggers that people are going to throw my way. And that knowledge that you will hold up as a shield is something you must keep with you. Because the longer you go trying to just walk in the dark and say, oh, it's going to work out for me, I'll find the right person, I'll find the one, everybody will walk into a relationship thinking that. Problem is, statistically speaking, women are the ones who file most of the divorces. More than 50%, arguably 60 to 70% of marriages fail, depending on what statistics you are looking at. And then most, especially if your woman went to college, you have a 90% chance of getting divorced, my guy. Or even if you don't get divorced, you'll likely end up in a sexless marriage or whatnot. And I don't say that to tell you not to get married. I'm not going to tell you to get married. I don't think you stand a lot to benefit today. But if you want to do that, that is totally fine. That is your choice. But a lot of people, they don't know this information. They don't realize that women are going to pull a bait and switch on them. They don't realize that how it starts is not how it's going to always go. They are not told this because it's not a polite thing to talk about in normal society. But then when we look at the dating of pay for play, look, I'm not telling you to break the law. I would never tell you to do such a thing. What I will tell you is that the sugar baby culture and whatnot, a lot of those women, they don't think that they're for sale. They don't think of themselves as being a prostitute, but they, by technical definition, are technically sex workers by all definitions. But of course, women will never tell you that. They will just change the definition a little bit to make it seem like they're not doing what Becky's doing or what Adriana is doing, but then when in fact they're doing the same exact thing. It's like saying, oh, I didn't get a peach popsicle, I got an orange popsicle. But you still have a popsicle. You get what I'm talking about? You get what I'm saying? See, but people don't like to talk about these things. They want to tell you all you gotta do is just find the one, and the one will find you eventually. Like, that is the dumbest advice ever. It's dumb, because at the end of the day, what are you doing to arm yourself with information? What are you doing to truly experience life? A lot of people idolize women, which is funny to me, because they're people just like you. And my friends, we need to really take down this notion that you can just date to find the one. The whole one thing is a lie. The whole thing of finding the one person who will love you for you, it's a lie. It doesn't exist. And no amount of times for, and you know what's funny is people will tell you if you say what I'm saying right now, they'll say, oh, who hurt you? Oh, you bitter and hurt. They won't address logically what you said. They'll just give you a label and move on. They'll just castigate you and move on. They won't address what you said. They'll just slander you. They'll straw man you. They'll red herring you. They won't actually address what you said because doing so would actually require effort and work and actual brain power that they do not possess. They will just simply strawman you and move along. My friends, we need to do better. We need to understand the dangers of the world. We need to know what we want and the dangers that we will encounter on our way to achieving the goals we've set for ourselves. And the largest decision you'll ever make is a relationship. And so a lot of people don't arm themselves with information around relationships, which is shocking to me, but too many people are just, they're happy to do it. So my friends, I encourage you, look up when I say dating is pay for play, it is. Modern dating is about money. It's about how much money can I get from the guy. There's Ice Cube done told y'all back in the 80s and the 90s, I ain't the one. The girls are out, and I'm not using just that song as a basis for this topic, but again, this is nothing new. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The game is increasingly rigged against you as a man, and the more knowledge you have, the more you can decide, hey, if I want to participate in this game, then I can, and I have the knowledge to know what strategy would behoove me to get what I want. Or they could say, hey, you know what? I'm not interested in this. I don't see that the juice is worth the squeeze. I'm gonna walk away. I'm gonna do what I wanna do. I don't see any shame in that. Problem is, a lot of people apparently do, because people like to tell other people what to do. I'll give advice. I'll give insights, but more than anything, I wanna give knowledge so people can decide what they wanna do with their life. And my friends, bringing this information forward that most dating today is pay for play, I don't take joy in saying that. I wish I could sit here and tell you the opposite, but I can't in good faith tell you that. Plus, all you gotta do is open TikTok and you'll see what I'm talking about. It's not that complicated. It's not like I go out of my way to look for these things. It's become very mainstream. And the saddest part is a lot of women who maybe wouldn't go down this road as fast will watch these women look at all the attention and whatnot they get, and then we'll in turn ape the lowest common denominator, which is the skeezers, the 304s, and the pay-for-play chicks. And they'll just go, they'll emulate that, but then want to pretend like they're good girls. No, they're, people are just people. There's no good, bad, ugly. There's a spectrum. Shout out to Coach Greg Adams. He was the guy that I first learned this concept from, and now I see it in my everyday life. My friends, this is very important that we talk about this. And I encourage you to think for yourself, have these tough conversations, because all you stand to gain is more knowledge and experience, and in doing so, a better standard of life, and maybe, just maybe, you can save your life and maybe somebody else's. My friends, if you have any stories, any comments, anything you want to add to the discussion, I encourage you to do that. The DMs are open. The comment section is also wide open. My friends, this is something that would impacts every man. Whether they're young, old, middle-aged, doesn't matter. We all go through this. There's no shame in admitting that we messed up, we simped, we pedestalized a woman. That's fine. We've all been there. What takes true courage is to say, hey, let's talk, let's exchange notes, let's see what we're actually dealing with here, and let's try to have a better quality of life, better sanity, more peace, and in turn, pay the price for freedom. And maybe something on the side if it's legal in your country. My friends, take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace.